Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaggetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Stanford, do you need to be told to party? I think not. But do you feast? Do you feast? Do you know even how to feast? There's something different about a feast, just as Christmas dinner is so very different than an ordinary meal. A feast is for the senses and the mind. It feeds the heart and all the friends at the table. The word's roots are Latin, fanum for temple and fere for ritual. See, feasts are inherently religious in origin. And traditionally, church feasts were celebrated the holy and were always marked, at least in Italy, with special food. It was a delight. Without the meal, without friends and family, religious feasts are so much less. In American civic religion, we have our Super Bowl parties. But if football is the only thing we celebrate with exuberance, then who are we and what is our God? The party is not a feast. So I ask you, do you feast? Do you celebrate the wondrous? You know, feasts were vitally important for ancient Judaism. When the Babylonians captured Jerusalem, destroyed the temple, and took the people, the leaders, into physical and spiritual exile, they wondered, "Where are you, God? What is this all about? Do we matter at all?" They questioned everything. Perhaps in some dark moments, you've had moments of exile and ask, "Where are you, God? Who am I? Do I matter?" Or do you simply kill the pain with another party that hides the emptiness? God surprised those exiles. He inspired Cyrus, king of Persia, who freed them and sent them home to rebuild the city, their temple, and their lives. God raised up Ezra, a new father for Judaism. He assembled the Torah, the books of Moses. And today, before all the people, he reads it. And overcome, they simply wept. They had rediscovered themselves and their God. No wonder Ezra and Nehemiah command, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, do not weep." They say more. "Go eat rich foods and drink sweet wines." I wouldn't have to be told twice. Allot portions to those who had nothing prepared. "How can I rejoice when some are left out?" Joy is a bridge that wants to connect and share. For today is holy to our God. True holiness is never dreary. It is exuberant. Do not be saddened this day, unless you're living a hollow, empty life. For rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. And if you remember nothing else from this Mass, I want you to remember those words. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Celebration feeds life. It's the values we celebrate that become real, that become action. If you're not celebrating it, then how important is it to you? So let me say that again. It is the values we celebrate that become real, that become action. So just consider for a moment the power of meal, to connect and to empower. Jesus did. Much of the consternation of the Pharisees, Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors. He just welcomed them all. This was not merely eating. It was enacting for them the Father's love. Jesus was connecting with them and taking them into fellowship with God Himself. And in that moment, they rediscovered themselves and their God. This was life for those Jesus invited, and it was joy for Him. Now, call it a personal observation, but those most concerned about their own personal and private happiness are most often disappointed and unhappy. See, happiness is not something we produce. It is a gift. It is a gift we receive when we give ourselves away as gifts. Truly happy people point not to themselves. Consider a grandmother's smile with her grandchild, a mother and a dad before their newborn, the delight of a child in a puppy, the radiance of a bride, the pride of a father as his son or daughter grows, or simply the smile we greet special friends with. Their horizon is not themselves, but the ones they love. This is true not only for us, but for Jesus Himself. In today's gospel, Jesus goes into His hometown synagogue. He looks for this passage in Isaiah. It is His personal mission statement. And if you're baptized, as these children will be baptized, it should become their mission statement too, as they become adults. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Are you good news for each other? Or sometimes bad news? He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. How many people in our world suffer and need a helping hand or simply the caring heart? To let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Aren't we often locked up in ourselves? And what God wants to do and does in baptism is to flood His life into our lives so that every child, every adult, with Christ in them, can never be alone. Everything that child, everything that adult feels, Jesus Christ feels in you. You have a ready source at hand for strength and comfort and support, for a new vision, for a better world. But you got to say yes to it. You got to open yourself to it. I want to suggest to you, Jesus is the Father's search and rescue mission for the sake of joy, for the joy of love. Too often we wait to be loved before we love, to be helped before we help. It is in the radicalness of that particular kind of action that we do for others, with Christ in us, that we're knitted into God Himself. Carl Jung, the disciple of Freud, was asked what he would do if he experienced Great Depression. People said he'd probably say, go to an analyst. After all, he was an analyst. Instead, he said, I would lock my apartment door, go across the train tracks, and find someone to help. We only find ourselves by giving ourselves away. We only come to ourselves through others. But doing for others doesn't go far enough until we connect and celebrate with them. Until we connect and celebrate with them. I don't want to see there to be less parties. I want there to be more real feasts where you sit around that table and you deepen the mutual love and affection you have for one another. I want you to, each year on the day of this, your child's baptism or on their name day, to have that special party which deepens our connections. It's what you celebrate that feeds the strength for you to act. The rule of life is to serve and celebrate. Each of you has a mission and a purpose that is fed and culminates in this feast at this table. And so I beg you, each day, make rejoicing in the Lord your strength.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. And if you are a homebound member of the Catholic community and would like to schedule a visit or Holy Communion, please see web.stanfordcatholic.org/homebound for contact.